Vazel Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shav Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam, Mitzchus Kim, the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah and Book of Purity. We continue the discussion regarding Kli Cheres, earthen vessels, specifically regarding those that are accessories, addendums to the Kli Cheres, specifically that of Yodos of handles. The Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding a stone that comes out from the Tanner, from the Kira, as we were speaking about those elements in the previous Parakim, what its status is. Kol Yodos HaKelim, all the handles of vessels, which really means anything attached to the vessel, and it serves as a utility for the primary utility of the vessel, is called the yad for the kli. Harein kekelim has the halachic status as the vessel, and v'vim nitma kli, if the vessel becomes tamei, nitma yodei tzarach labetash mishay, so the handle that's needed for its utility also becomes tamei. Now, v'shein tzarach lab, but if it's not necessary for the utility of the vessel, then the handle is going to be tarach, mishay bar, like we're going to explain later on in this parak. L'fikir, therefore, regarding the stone that comes out from the oven, a hand breath. Regarding a kira, its shoulder shesh is a three finger breath, which we explained in the previous parak what kira is. Chibur is considered connected. The imnitma tana by kira, therefore, if the oven or the kira becomes tummy, nitma ban melu, these stones become tummy. And therefore, if food or beverages touch these stones, nitmo, they become tummy. But if let's say they touch beyond the hand breath of the oven, or beyond three finger breaths from the kira, then they're going to be tar because its utility is only up until that area. Beyond that, it does not function as a ya to have the tumma of the tana or the kira. Halacha beis, hakoifach, which we also explained in the previous parak, what that is, which is somewhere in between the tana and the kira, therefore, shaso, aso, lafi, if it was made for baking, then shiura, then the measurement of its yad is katana, like that of an tana, of an oven. So lebesha was made for cooking, so then shiur kakira, its measurement is like that of a kira, because it'll depend if it's made for baking or cooking to say which status the yad is going to have. Halacha Gimel continues regarding with the additions of the tana, which musaf hatana, which sometimes they would add on a layer of plaster on the edge of the oven to elevate its height and to also insulate its heat. That additional layer of plaster is called meisiv, the addition of the tana. So shel bali batim, that which is made by the homeowner's tar, that extra layer is going to be pure because it doesn't really assist the actual baking, and generally the height is sufficient of the oven itself. But v'shel nachtam, that of the baker's, tumah b'tumas hatana, that will have the tumah of the oven. Because they support the spit with that they roast the meat, and the bakers that roast the meat in the oven for selling, they lean the spit on that moisef of the tanner, so that the meat on it should not get cooled off, and therefore it is qualified like tzarach malachtoi of the oven. Creates by similar discrepancy, we find musab yerushal shulki zesim, the additional part of the stove of those who cook the olives. That's tummy, that's going to be tummy, because they're generally utilize this additional part of the yer when they have many olives to cook. But bishal tzabam, those of the dyers who dye things tar, it's going to be tar. The reason for that is because they don't use that because that the dye could actually get ruined by using that area. Halacha dal, another addition is a teres akira, the crown of the stove, which on the top of the stove is like a rounded area where they put on the pot, which they take off from the fire. That's called a teres akira. That's tahar. That's going to be pure. That's not considered part of the actual oven itself. Now, the tiras hataner, what is that? That's an area that's built on the side of the oven. That you put the bread over there when you're taking it out of the oven. So bismanchi gevoyar bar tvachim, when it's a height of four tvachim, so tamei b'tumah satana, then it's going to have a tumah of the oven, because it functions in its serving of the things that you're baking over there. Pachas ma bar tvachim, but if it's less than four tvachim, then tar, it's going to be tar, because such a small tira is not really fit to put the bread on it. Now, moreover, l'fishay in the chibulay, because it's not really connected to the oven itself. So, therefore, A, it doesn't function in utility, and B, it's not really connected. Now, but if it was connected to the oven, then even on three different stones, tamei, it will become tamei because it's considered connected to the stove. Halacha hey, base hapach, meaning base means to say that they would attach to the kira small receptacles. One of them is beis hapach, a place where you put the flask of the oil, or beis hatzvon, a place where you put the spices, or beis haner, a place where you put a candle over there, which all these are not functioning in the actual utility of cooking itself, so if they're not really biblically considered attached to the kira, but the chum is that it should have a halacha as connected. So all these things should be kira that are in their stove. Ibn nitmasai kira b'magra, so it depends. If the stove became tummy from being touched, so nitmakul and all those different receptacles also become tummy. But if nitmas ba'av, if it became tummy only from its ear space, which a kli cheres does, lo nitmo, those areas will not become tummy. Why? Because it's only rabbinically considered connected. So the rabbis went and made a differentiation. That truma and kachim are not allowed to be ruined and burnt. Only if they're tummy. But hey, biblically they're not tummy. It's only rabbinically. And so therefore we don't want to burn it. So therefore they made a differentiation. Okay, it's only going to have tuma from its maga, not from its aver. And b'chein sotu says Ram kol shana oim b'inyizeh, anything that we say in this topic, shum mistame b'maga v'in mistame b'avad, that only becomes tummy from when it's being touched, but not from the ear space, must be in the chibel m'divrayim, it's only connected from rabbinic law. And the v'as l'hekerzeh, they made this differentiation, k'dishal yisrof olav kachim, that you shouldn't just burn kachim, it'll tell him rather you suspend it, you don't burn it, but you don't eat it, until it gets ruined. Halach above continues with the courtyard of the stove, what's called chatzar hakira, the courtyard of the stove. So bizman she givayish alish etzbayis, if it's 3 finger breadths high, which is like the initial making of the kira, which as we said in the previous parak is the requirement of the height of the kira, sorry, is a chibur, that's considered connected to the kira. The nitmas akira echatzera, and therefore if the stove, o echatzera, or the courtyard becomes tameh, bein be'ava, bein be'maga, whether the air space or whether through touch, nitmashni, the second one, either one, will become tameh. But ha'isa chatzah b'chuzim become, but let's say the courtyard of the stove was less than that, courtyard, it's not really a courtyard, it just means like an open area for it in front of it. And then one of them became tummy by touch, so then the second one's going to become tummy. But if one of them becomes tummy from the ear space, then the other one's not going to become tummy, as we said, because that would only be considered rabbinically connected, and therefore it only has tumas maga, not tumas avir. Now, hoisa chatzah hakira mufreshes bimeno. Now, let's say this courtyard, this area, this plank that's in the front of the stove, that it's separated from the kira. So, bizman shigiboy shalish etzbayis. So, if it's 3 finger breadths high, okay, harizah chibola, it's still considered connected to it. Bein lo tumas maga, bein lo tumas aba, whether tumah of touch or whether tumah of the ear space. But hoisa pachas mekan, it was less than that. Hoisa chatzah chalaka bein lo safo. Let's say this, so to speak, courtyard, opening, this plank in front of it was flat and without a border, then in chibula, then it's not considered connected to it. And if the cube becomes tummy, and this, therefore in this case, what's different than the previous one is even from the ear space, and meaning even from the touch, hachatzatari, the chatz is going to be tahar, and so the chatz becomes tummy, hakiratari, the kira is going to be tahar, because here it's less than 3 finger breadths and it's not connected, so even from the maga, it's not going to become tummy one from the other. Halacha Zayin continues with the trivets, the things that the pot goes on that's on the top of the stove. Pitput e kira. The trivets, those are the pieces, like the pegs that the pot goes on, which are shlesha, which generally the manufacturers would make 3 protrusions on the top of the stove in like a shape of a segel, which is the 3 of them are equidistant, and on that you put the pot on top of them. So how you gave a kolechem imshalish etzbayis apacha. So if the height of each one of them was 3 finger breadths or less, so im nitmas akira. So if the kira becomes tamei beim maga beim avo, whether by touch or whether by ear space, so nitmas lashdan. Those 3 are going to become tamei also because they're very low. They were considered really part of the pot itself, part of the stove itself. And v'chein moyer haba. So let's say there was 4 trivets. Now nitl achmen. We're talking about if let's say there was 3 trivets. If one of them was taken away, so im nitmas akira b'maga. So there's only 2. So if the kira become tamei from touch, so then again we can consider it as the that they're still connected, and those 2 pitputim are going to become tamei. But the nitmas ba'ava, but let's say the stove became tamei from the ear space, then lo nitmo, they're not going to become tamei with it again, because it, you could utilize it under extreme circumstances, but biblically it's not going to become tamei because it's not really considered connected. It's only rabbinically again, so therefore it's only going to have a tamei of maga, not tamei of the ava. Now, let's say asla shnei hapitputim zekinegezeh. Let's say you made only 2 trivets, but 1 opposite the other. So im nitmas akir b'magas, if the kira becomes tummy, but touch nitmo, they become tummy. But if nitmas b'av become tummy from the ear space, again lo nitmo, they don't become tummy again, because it's not the normal way to do things. And if again biblically, it's not going to be considered connected. Only rabbinically, there is tumas maga. Now, hayapitputim gevayim. Let's say the trivets were high, mishalish etzboyis ulamata. So, if they're, let's say, above three finger breadths. But, so the area that's from three finger breadths and below, that is going to be stamim, is going to become tummy with the kira. Whether become tummy for touch or whether become tummy from ear space. But the area of Mishalash Lamala from three finger breadths and above, is only become tummy with the kira if it became tummy from touch. Again, because it's only rabbinically connected, but if it becomes tummy from the ear space, the part that's above three finger breadths is not going to become tummy with the kira. Now, let's say Mishucha min Asafa. Let's say these trivets were extended away from the rim, going outwards, but it was betuch shalosh etzbayis. It was within three finger breaths, meaning the distance between the pitput and the ledge was less than three finger breaths. So mistam lima, then we'll become tummy with it. Mentioned it mitzbemaga, mentioned it mitzbeavoid, became tummy from the from touch or whether from the ear space. Let's say it was beyond three finger breaths. Then mistam lima imnit mitzbemaga, then only become tummy with it again if it. Because more than three fingers is considered independent, so only if it became tummy from touch, the kira, became tummy only from the ear space, then aim bestam, and then it's not going to become tummy with it. And the Rambam concludes, we're not so precise with all these measurements, because they're all from rabbinical law anyway, so we're not so precise regarding the necessity of exact measurements, because we're lenient in regards to rabbinical law.